That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
And we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the Clarinda Community School District and the Activities Director, Eli Bales. Eli, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning? What's going on?
You know, we're just getting ready for, we got an Activities Council meeting this morning with some of our students, and then we're getting some middle school football action today, and we're getting ready to keep going on with the school year here this fall.
It's a busy time of the year, isn't it?
It sure is, but, you know, it takes me a little bit. You know, you get recovered from baseball and softball, you have a little break, and then we're just right back in it.
Yep, yep.
Which is good. Now, we like staying busy. Allie, I don't know what she thinks of that, but she's been doing great with Willard, and everything's been really, really smooth.
How did he sleep last night?
You know, like a baby. Let's just put it that way. It was just getting better and better. Allie's kind of got him on a little routine, and I like to say I would take the credit for that, but I can't. She doesn't all the work for that. So
yep.
It's been really good.
Yep. He's a good one. I'm biased. He's a good one, though. So let's talk a little bit about the activities that are going on. You mentioned that you're right back into it. So where do we want to start, Eli? First things first, where do we want to jump in here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with our FFA and SPCLA programs, they're just gearing up to continue on with the recruitment process. This is kind of a slower time of the year for them to start off the year. They kind of are getting their recruitments in, planning up for the school year, and then, you know, in the next couple weeks, they'll start off running pretty quick. Same with our National History Day Club, too, as well. It takes a little time for the beginning of the year, and then they're able to start their competitions and have more of their meetings. And same with our Activities Council, too. That's something we started up last year. They're kind of in charge of running our pep rallies, making sure that we have great spirit at our games and coming up with some really good, great ideas for volleyball games and football games this year. So that's been a good place to be able to start.
You have an activities council meeting this morning?
This morning, yeah.
How many students are on your activities council?
So currently right now we've got 8.
Okay.
We're going to be looking to add probably about 4 to 5 more from graduating seniors that we had. So we've got an application sent out. We've got about 20 people who applied so far. So I guess it's kind of showing that people are wanting to join, which has been good.
Yep.
But what's been fun to see is they run our pep rallies, the ideas that they have to continue to have student engagement at all our activities. Really shows that they care about Clarinda and they care about their school, their activities, and making them fun and a lasting memory for them here.
Very good. All right. So let's talk about band. What's going on with band, Eli?
Band has done a great job at our halftime shows here lately. They kind of used our halftime show as some practice before they ramp up for their marching season. So they've been out there about 70 strong with Mr. Grossnickel and Miss Hedingow, that's our new middle school band director.
Okay.
So they're going to get ready for our Clarinda Band Jamboree here pretty soon and some competitions.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have they'll probably do their full show at halftime at our game next week for Sheraton for football for our homecoming game. So they're continuing to get better and be able to prepare for their competitions.
You bet. Are you thinking about the high school play yet?
Yeah, we're getting there. The little variety show, just some auditions. So just to let some people know, some auditions are going on for that. That's throughout this week and next week. Joy Tennant Club, she does a great job with that and being able to get those students involved. And just the productions that she has for our students is great to be able to see and be able to watch those. So just All right. some auditions going on there.
Okay. Cheer. What's going on with cheer?
Yeah, last week was a fun one. Coach Stroud, again, she does a great job with our cheerleaders and our student section. I would say she, in my opinion, is one of the best ones to do it in the state. And with the amount of kids she's able to get out and the amount of involvement she has with our students, we had over probably 100 to 120 mini cheerleaders at our football game last Friday versus Shenandoah.
Wow.
So there was a fun crowd control, but they did a great job. Now, that was it was fun to be able to see. And at halftime, you've got over 100-some kids out there, and you should see all the parents that were down by the railing. It was kind of cool to be able to watch. But, yeah, so our cheerleaders, again, they're just doing a great job being able to run those camps. They travel to all our sporting events. They are just about anywhere and everywhere, so we really appreciate what they do for us.
So is this year number 2 or 3 with girls tennis in the fall, Eli? 2, isn't it?
This is number 2.
Yeah. How's it going?
You always get mixed reports, but I think regardless, they're just happy they're playing tennis.
Yeah.
I would say the weather's a little bit better for sure, but it may be, it's definitely hotter. We've had to deal with that heat all last week, which has been fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I would say for the most part, it's been fine. It's just, you start the 1st of August pretty much, and your season's almost done by September. So it just goes by super fast.
Yeah, it does. It zips right by. Well, and so that is underway. How are you? Talk to me a little bit about the meet. Do you have a meet this week or next week for your next meet?
When we had a meet actually yesterday versus Creston, and winning that one 7-2. Last week had a couple tournaments with Layla Hargis, was winning the number 2 singles, and the team finished 3rd, which was 1 point behind AL and LC as for the title. Senior night will be on the 14th here against Audubon. And then the 15th, they will head to Denison for the Hawkeye 10 tournament. We're currently undefeated in Hawkeye 10 play for duels. It should be an exciting tournament coming up in Denison on the 15th.
All right. Yeah, cross country is underway as well. I know that you did a little shuffling of the Clarinda meet to try to deal with some of the heat. So how's cross country season going?
Yeah, it's cross country. It was. I'm glad we were able to move that up to be able to give the kids an opportunity to be able to run. We started that at 9 a.m. We probably could have even started a little bit earlier by that 3rd race that got a little warm. But it's been great. They've ran a couple meets now in Glenwood, ran another one, and then ran at our home meet this past Tuesday. Chipper Weinrich was a 2nd place finish for middle school. Cooper Riddle was 6th for middle school, and Brayton Blake was 10th for middle school boys. Middle school girls, Hannah Williams was 17th. High school girls, Jenny King was 14th. And high school boys, Isaiah Stockdale, was 24th. The course, we run over at the old Clarinda Academy. It's some really pretty scenery that's out there. But cross country is a lot of work to set up those courses.
Coach
Mayer really puts you through it to be able to make sure that we have a good course, which is great. It's what we want to have. But, I know you work with a cross-country coach there, too, as well as KCSI, so you probably know what I'm talking about a little bit.
It takes a lot of work to get a course set up, absolutely.
Absolutely, but we're happy to do it and glad that we were able to make it happen.
Well, I was a little concerned, Eli, when I saw the weather forecast because it was super hot that day. And you did move it, and thanks to all those schools that were flexible and willing to do that as well. So made that
absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely. We're glad to be able to make sure that we had everybody there and just give the kids an opportunity to be able to compete.
Eli Bales with me, Activities Director with the Clarinda Community School District. Let's talk volleyball, both high school and middle school. How's it looking?
Yeah, we start off the season now 5-1. Swept Harlan last week in the Glenwood tournament. We ended up getting 2nd place. Saw some great competition. Went 4-1 on the day. Then Tuesday went 3-0 against Shenandoah for another sweep. Then our first home volleyball match will be on the 15th versus Denison. Coach Hannafin, Jess Hannafin's been doing a great job with our young squad and making sure that to see, what's the best lineup that fits for us. And just ramping up the season here with the new Hawkeye 10 conference that we have. We kind of don't play a game until a week later. Just kind of threw a little wrench into some things, but obviously it's shown that they've bounced back pretty well. And then they're going to help run our youth volleyball tournament this weekend, so they're not going anywhere. Which is good to be able to see. And then middle school volleyball has some great numbers with around 25 girls out. Played Red Oak just this past Tuesday with Coach Moeller and Coach Mandy Wilson-Woods. So it's fun to be able to see the kids just go out and be able to compete and have some great numbers with it.
That's a fun sport for sure. So do you have
absolutely.
Let's talk anything else from volleyball, Eli?
Just a youth volleyball tournament here this weekend. So that's use all three gyms. It's a big tournament for our youth volleyball. So it'll be fun to be able to go around and watch our kids be able to compete at the lower levels.
Let's talk about football. Football season's off to a great start.
Yeah. You know, I would say it's been a lot of fun here so far these first couple weeks. And I know Coach Hannafin's always preaching 1 week at a time for the kids. But off to a 2-0 start with wins over Crescent and Shenandoah. And then this past Friday, Cooper Baumgart broke the single-game touchdown record for us with 8 touchdown passes.
Eight touchdown passes. Wow.
Yeah, the record previous was 7 by Tyler Stevie. It was a fun night. It was cool to be able to see Cooper be able to do that, and now he's 4th all time in the state of Iowa. So he'll go down in the record books there. And this Friday we'll head off to a very tough test in Underwood tomorrow. So that's going to be a tough one, especially. But again, I would say that it's been a lot of fun to be able to watch. I'm a defensive guy, so seeing that many points on the board scares me. So I'm sure Coach Williams saying the same thing, but
yeah,
if you keep scoring, you keep winning. So it's fun to be able to see that.
You bet. How's middle school look? How are your numbers in middle school?
It's the most we've ever had out in middle school football.
Wow.
So we've got just about 48 kids out. You know, it's crazy. We ran out of helmets. So
what a great thing to have happen, Eli.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had our friends over in Sydney and Hamburg have some white helmets that we could borrow to get our kids fitted in some. So we really appreciate that from them. So 48 kids out. They start off their season today at Glenwood with a 8th grade game will play. And then the following Thursday, 7th grade will play. With this heat, we just have not been able to be outside. Mm-hmm. And we a lot of our kids have not been able to be in full pads yet. But we kind of made an adjustment with Glenwood. But, again, we're super excited that they get to go out there and play today. And then 7th grade will follow and play the next week.
Yeah, hopefully we get a little relief from some of our heat. Looks like it might lighten up a little bit here, which I think most people would appreciate for sure. So,
absolutely.
Eli Bales with me, the AD with the Clarinda Community School District. Okay, what else do we need to touch on this?
You know, just I want to give a thank you to Logan Wood for being able to work all week last week on our wet globe meter. I know you guys had a conversation about that not too long ago.
Yeah.
And that science is way above my head, so I'm glad we have Logan around to be able to make me understand, hey, can we go outside or can we not go outside?
Yeah.
So
that's changed from back in the day. Yeah, so that's changed from back in my day. If people are listening, now it's a wet globe and it's done at the field or at the school, and it's basically a determination to, you know, if you're going to have water breaks, if you can go practice outside, and it's all determined right there at the school. So, which probably is safer, honestly. So, good for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it really, really keeps the kids safe to make sure that we're following the right protocols and the guidelines from the state. But it takes some time because Logan has to be able to go out and make sure it's set up, make sure it's set up correctly. Got to wait a certain amount of time. So, it can get pretty time consuming. So, I really do appreciate that. And also appreciate Justin Rittner, Tommy Mothershed, and Brad Hughes for our maintenance crew for. I kind of poke at them sometimes when I have to be able to get some stuff done, and they do a great job of making sure that we can get the cross-country course set up and always helping me out down the football field. So I appreciate those guys here just this past couple weeks, especially in this heat.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and hopefully we'll get a little break from that. All right, Eli. Eli Bales with me.
Absolutely.
One other thing, Eli, before we scoot along here on this Thursday morning. Who do you have this weekend, Saturday? The big Interstate Cy-Hawk game. Who are you picking?
You know, I've been trying to teach Willard it's the Hawkeye way. So we are going to be going with the Hawkeyes here this Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So, but having a night game too is kind of crazy. And you know, I need to be able to say what Willard's onesie he's going to be wearing.
Well, Melanie already talked about it on air, so she's already mentioned.
Well, yeah.
It. Yeah.
Absolutely. His diaper. What is it? Iowa State smells like my diaper.
Yeah, that's so. Just. There you go. Start him young, right, Eli? Start him young with that. So, but it's
absolutely.
So you got the Hawkeyes.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Go Hawkeyes. That's right.
All right. Very good. Anything else, Eli, we need to touch on?
No. Just been a fun school year to start off here. And hopefully, like you said, it cools down here. In the next couple weeks, we'll be really ramping up with some postseason tennis and continuing with all the rest of our sports.
Very good.
And I just appreciate you having us on.
Very good. My pleasure. Thanks, Eli, for visiting with me. Make it a good one.
Awesome. You too. Thanks, Aaron.
Take care. Eli Bales with me, Activities Director with the Clarinda Community School District. We want to say thanks to Clarinda Regional Health Center and PCSB for being a sponsor of our conversation this morning with the Clarinda Community School.
Need a convenient pharmacy close to home? The new Clarinda.